Their way led them through a kitchen, all stainless steel and smoothly humming machines, quite different from the ancient cookhouse Susanna had visited Todash beneath Castle Discordia, and although they saw the moderate clutter of the meal Nigel had prepared them, there was no sign of rats, living or dead. None of them commented on this. Susanna's sense of being observed came and went. Beyond the pantry was a neat little three-room apartment where Nigel presumably hung his hat. There was no bedroom, but beyond the living room and a butler's pantry full of monitoring equipment was a neat book-lined study with an oak desk and an easy chair beneath a halogen reading lamp. The computer on the desk had been manufactured by North Central Positronics, no surprise there. Nigel brought them blankets and pillows, which he assured them were fresh and clean. "Maybe you sleep on your feet, but I guess you like to sit down to read, like anyone else," Eddie said. "Oh, yes, indeedy. 1, 2, 3-dee," Nigel said. "I enjoy a good book. It's part of my programming." "We'll sleep 6 hours, then push on," Roland told them. Jake, meanwhile, was examining the books more closely. Oi moved beside him, always at heel, as Jake checked the spines, occasionally pulling one out for a closer peek. "He's got all of Dickens, it looks like," he said. "Also Steinbeck, Thomas Wolfe, a lot of Zane Grey, somebody named Max Brand, a guy named Elmore Leonard, and the always popular Steve King." They all took time to look at the 2 shelves of King books. Better than 30 in all, at least 4 of them very large, and 2 the size of doorstops. King had been an extremely busy writer bee since his Bridgeton days, it appeared. The newest volume was called Hearts in Atlantis, and had been published in a year with which they were very familiar, 1999.